Well, Bob Hendrickson is with us from the Iron Ore Heritage Trail. Good evening, sir.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for doing this. We have Trails Day coming up on Saturday, and why don't you give us an update on what the conditions are like, first of all, because of the the snow and everything else we got that kind of lingered.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a late spring happening, but I think, you know, a lot of the trails, especially the paved trails along the lakeshore coming up to Marquette Township, are in good shape. You know, people can get out on the trails this weekend, especially Saturday. It's looking beautiful out. Otherwise, you know, it's a lot about trail awareness right now.
Yeah, so how are you going to celebrate Trails Day in particular, with this Saturday being the day?
Yeah, well, this is actually hosted or was created by Rails to Trails Conservancy to make, you know, generate awareness of trails in local communities. Every community pretty much has a trail system to use, and one of the things that we want to make sure is people understand that, you know, trails are for the people. You know, most of the trails are either funded through memberships or through public funds, and we just want to make sure people know there's an opportunity to use them. Even if it's not quite ready, you know, to do the whole system, you can get on sections of it or learn more about it.
And how about supporting the trail system, in particular your trail system, financially with donations? How do people do that?
Yeah, well, we're pretty fortunate. We do have a millage that funds a lot of the operations for us, but we did have a couple that moved to the area recently. They're working with the Marquette County Community Fund. They actually started the Iron Ore Heritage Trail Endowment. That's Bill and Dee Danley, and we're really thankful for them for doing this. This is just the very start of this endowment. It'll be something that we can grow over a number of years and then start using that funds, you know, the interest from those funds to help maintenance projects or any special projects that we're maybe a little short on something. So we're looking forward to creating that and to help build it. And I think that's going to be a long-term, endeavor for, you know, 10, 20 years before we get to a sustainable level of endowment.
Okay, Bob, last question then is to have you say anything else really about Trails Day that you want everyone listening to know about.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those times, you know, in the UP, you never know what you're going to get as far as weather and how long winter's going to hold on, but it really does kick off the trail season. Each community has their own trail groups, and we work with multiple trail groups like the NTN or Ramba in the area to connect into the Iron Ore Heritage Trail and create a community asset that is very unique to the Upper Peninsula.